It was a startling admission. Sergio Rodriguez, the lone Republican candidate for mayor, told me in a televised interview March 18th that GOP operatives offered him a job in an apparent effort to keep him off the ballot.
Have they asked you point blank to not run?
I've been encouraged not to run, strongly encouraged.
Have they offered you anything in exchange for not running?
There have been some things that have come to my awareness in order for me to step down.
Like a job?
You know what? There have been offers made.
Offering a government job to run or not run for public office is against state election law. Ralph Moore, the Republican Party's commissioner on the Erie County Board of Elections, agreed.
It's prohibited under the election law to offer any type of compensation to entice somebody to run for office or not to run for office.
Why would the Republicans want to keep Rodriguez off the ballot? A vacant line in the mayor's race would keep down the number of Democrats in the city turning out for the November general election. That would help the prospects of two Republicans running for countywide office, Sheriff Tim Howard and Comptroller Stefan Mihailu. The Board of Elections is charged under law with investigating violations of state election statutes. But if you think Rodriguez's admission on television is enough to spur the Board of Elections into action, think again. The candidate, who did not want to appear on camera for this story, said he has not been contacted by any investigators. Not that he's unwilling to talk. Rodriguez told me he's, quote, more than willing to cooperate if there's a formal investigation. An investigation at the local level would have to be approved by the county's two election commissioners, one a Democrat, the other a Republican. I went to the Board of Elections headquarters recently and ask them why they're not investigating the matter.
And we've acted traditionally on complaints that have been filed with the board.
State law doesn't require the filing of a complaint, however, and Rodriguez said he has no intention of doing so, saying he wants to focus on the election. Commissioners at the local or state level can launch an investigation whenever they deem fit, however. They can use their staff to conduct the investigation or use police agencies, including the state police. Moore, with Democratic Commissioner Dennis Ward in agreement, insists that the board won't act without the filing of a formal complaint, however.
I don't think it's unreasonable to go and request that if somebody thinks that this is a serious incident that occurred and there's some credibility behind it, to give us the facts and drop us a letter and say, this is what occurred.
Moore further explained that formal complaints make sense because the board might otherwise be expected to chase down baseless accusations. But in this case, Rodriguez detailed the apparent violation in a televised interview, hardly hearsay.
You had no curiosity.
I had no curiosity with respect to it because I've heard instances where people go and allege things against their opponents or that happened that don't even have water.
Sedita, the district attorney, is unmoved by Moore's position. He noted the vast powers the Board of Elections has to investigate and its duty to do so under state law. He's watched the Rodriguez interview and read the applicable laws. And Sedita said he doesn't know if a crime occurred. But the DA isn't shy about saying what he thinks ought to happen next.
What I think should happen is that the State Board of Elections should investigate.